W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Butchie, the Badgers shoot nearly 58% from the field in the second half, 8 of 15 from the three-point line. And, you know, we talked about this. Minnesota can hang in there, particularly on the home floor, for a half and then some. Well, the second half early, Wisconsin really took command, didn't
they? Well, and that's what it was. I think you look at the ball move, pace. We talked a lot. They need to play fast, and they need to play with pace. And the pace is what really picked up in that second half. Ball moved multiple sides of the floor. And it, what happens is that it allowed or have forced Minnesota's bigs to come up and have to guard more. That's why you were seeing some rolls to the basket. You were seeing some more spacing. You were seeing some more looks. Because of that, what happened is the bigs rolled to the rim. Now Minnesota's defense collapsed. There's one, two, three passes. Extra passes were made. And I think that's why you looked at how they got themselves going.
Wisconsin with 14 assists in the game. Minnesota just 9. And Minnesota, for not being a really high-scoring team, is a high assist
team. Well,
they
move the ball. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're 10th in the country as far as assist rate goes at 64%. So 64% of the time, their made basket is ending with an assist. And Wisconsin only held them to 9. So.
You have 9 assists on 22 buckets here tonight as Wisconsin defeats Minnesota 80-59. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up with Butchie's Breakdown back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Minnesota 80-59. Stephen Crow, 18 points. John Tanjay, 16. Kamari McGee in his first Badger start ends up with a Badger scoring high of 15 points. Not his overall career high, but his year at Green Bay, he put 24 on Wright State. That was back in February of 2022. Time for Butchie's breakdown. What you have for us tonight,
sir? First number I'm going to talk about is offense rebounds, right? I mean, of course. The first number is 15 forced turnovers. Mm-hmm. This is a Minnesota team that only turns the ball over 9.9 times a game. Wisconsin forced 15 of them. Now, they all weren't, some were careless turnovers by Minnesota, but I thought Wisconsin did a pretty good job of getting there, forcing turnovers, which slowed Minnesota down a little bit. The other thing that I look at as far as areas that they did a good job, we talked briefly about it, but 14 assists on 25 made field goals, the ball's moving a lot. And then overall, you look at how they have come in. And I know Minnesota outscores them with 18 bench points, but I thought the 14 bench points with Max Klesman out.
Yes.
Were really important. Now, I saw that as bench points, but you look at just the contributions from Amos, from Janicki, from Ilver, like Gilmore, even though, Carter had a quiet day points-wise, I just thought he brought good energy in the quick 7 minutes he played. You normally have Kamari McGee coming off of the bench. Mm-hmm. You didn't have that. So what were they going to do? And I thought that number, even though, like I said, Minnesota scores a lot of it was late in this game as far as why that number, but I thought they did a really good job, the bench did.
Yeah, they really did tonight. And that was one of the questions that you had asked with Kamari starting. Where was that going to come from? Yeah. It came from a variety of sources. It was interesting, even in training camp, put Kamari in the starting lineup, but they really just like him off the bench.
Yeah.
And that's worked. And then, credit to Kamari as he just continues to I keep saying spark. He's so much more than that. He is the spark, but he's a very, very productive all-around player. It's interesting, Brian, talking with Greg this week. Like early in his time, he was playing too fast for his own good, turning the ball over. And now just with maturity, the developmental aspect of this program really paying dividends here with Kamari.
Have you ever seen a guy increase his shooting percentage as much as Kamari McGee is this year? I mean, I'm going to put this nicely. Not that you've been doing this a long time.
I've been doing it a long time.
But maybe you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen a jump like that?
It's hard to imagine.
I'm putting you on the spot there.
Always a couple of guys, we used to talk about this all the time, and this is an opponent talking about, like a guy like at Purdue, Konzo Martin. First couple of years, he couldn't make a three if he tried.
Okay, yeah.
Then he became a really good three-point shooter. Kaminsky comes to mind after his first couple of years,
okay. But
that was as an overall player. But with Kamari McGee, to your point, again, at the risk of rattling off too many numbers here, as a three-point shooter at Green Bay the year he was there, 27%. First year at Wisconsin, he was 5 for 27.
Yeah.
The next year, 3 for 11. And now this year, with tonight's game in the bag, he is 19 of 33 from
the percentage.
That's mind-boggling.
I guess that's my thing because, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, like a couple of shots he took early in the year, I'm like, well, defensively, that's what you want.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's what you want. No longer can you say that.
No.
Like, you can't, as scouting report now, when every team, like on Ohio State's next Tuesday, shooter,
he'll
be labeled as a shooter. Like, you can't not label him as a non-shooter now. And I think that the reason I bring it up is, in a roundabout way, I can't give enough credit to him because he's turned himself into that.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It really is.
And those are the guys you want to cheer for, but those are also the guys that Greg wants to go recruit and bring in, whether it's NIL guys, transfer guys, portal guys, whether it's, freshmen. Like, it just, Kamari McGee is a great example of what Wisconsin basketball is built on.
Yeah.
Guys that want to be here, guys that just want to get better and don't care about their roles and will find a role for themselves.
Plays with great joy, leadership to him, makes sure everybody, just in the dead balls you're huddling and he's going to get that organized.
Yeah,
if the body language isn't right, he's going to go over there right away. and to, hey, let's go.
And that's not a homer. Like, that's not a homer response here.
No,
like, I've caught a lot. I've watched a lot of college basketball.
Yeah,
I cover a lot of college basketball. Like, but that's what makes Wisconsin different. Is a guy like Kamari McGee, and just understanding, like, he just wants to be here. Max Klusman fits that role as well, but they just want to be here.
And they are playing at a very high level right now. The Badgers 13-3 overall, 3-2 in Big Ten play. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
WRJN urges you to be a voter. Find out where to vote, how to vote, what you need to vote, and even how to get and fill out your absentee ballot. Go to our corporate website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find out all the information you need to participate in the process. Again, we urge you to be a voter at civicmedia.us/vote. WRJN urges you to be a voter.
Forrester and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues as Wisconsin takes down Minnesota tonight, 80-59. A glance at our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. They're at the half at College Park with Maryland leading UCLA 40-36. So if the Bruins lose that game, does Mick Cronin make them walk to the next game?
Well, that's a long walk.
It's a long
walk. Where are they next? It's a good question.
Let me check
that. To put you on the spot there. I think they're Rutgers. They play Rutgers.
You sure?
I'm about 99% sure of that.
You're not really sure.
So, I'm 99% sure.
UCLA.
Where did you see UCLA?
Actually, they're home.
You're looking at Maryland. Come on.
I was telling you, they're going to Rutgers.
Yes. I'm not a big dummy. I know what's going on. I do follow this league a little bit.
Have to walk there and then walk back to LA.
Yeah, I do that. I do follow this league. I do know what is up.
Are you sure?
I do.
All right. Good for you. By the way, they're late.
That kind of is my job.
They're late to the – yeah, well
– it's kind of our job to do that.
You're a highly trained professional.
Highly trained.
They're near the end of the first half. At the Cotton Bowl, it's 7-0. Ohio State leads Texas, but Texas is in the red zone with about half a minute left in the first half. So the Longhorns with a chance maybe to tie that semifinal, and they just scored, we are told. So Notre Dame awaits the winner.
Can I get a call of the red zone? What is the red zone? When the Badgers get in the red zone?
The 20 and in.
Oh, okay. I thought it was sponsored.
No, it is sponsored.
No, I know. I thought it was sponsored. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Whatever you spot.
Yeah, that's the Case IH red zone.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting to hear it.
Wow.
I wanted to get it in. I was trying to give a plug here.
I mean,
just because you sponsor, Badger football doesn't mean you can't get a plug during Badger basketball occasionally.
I figure as close as you listen to all of our football broadcasts, you'd just be all over that.
Well, I'm going to be quiet.
You're busy. Yeah, you're busy. Yeah. You're show prepping. I got it. So.
Was there... I'm not saying it. Were there a lot of red zone opportunities this year?
It could have been more. It's all right.
We're working on it. All right. As always, we're working on it.
This is called a filibuster because Greg Gard is making
now
his
we are
way
in a
over
filibuster.
Here. Mercifully.
And I'm going to get myself in trouble. Yeah. But
mercifully,
we're
the head coach is here.
Yes.
80-59, Wisconsin, a winner over Minnesota tonight. They got to get this thing over with. So John Blackwell is up with 9 points, 8 for Nolan Winters, 6 for Marcus Silver, hitting a couple of threes. Jack Janicki with 4. Xavier Amos with 4 points as well. Dawson Garcia with 22, leading the way for Minnesota. He was their lone double-figure scorer as we are now joined courtside by the Badgers head coach. Greg Butchie was wondering during the game with Kamari McGee in the lineup with Max Klesman not playing tonight, where was the bench strength going to come from tonight? Because Kamari is so good off the bench. Mm-hmm. He's not bad in the starting lineup either.
No, he was pretty good in the starting lineup. And I wondered about that myself. You know, I debated who do I put just because Kamari's been so good in that role coming off the bench. So, but he's earned the opportunity to start when, you know, we knew that Max wasn't going to be able to go. He warmed up, and I felt maybe in an emergency he could go. And then the guy we had ready to kind of roll behind him, Cam Hunter, sprains his ankle in the workout this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it rains, it pours. But
so now they'll tape during workouts from now on.
Yeah, right? I mean we've done 10,000 of them.
Exactly, right? It's just,
yeah, well, actually, Brian, we don't tape anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, there's a new science
there
evolved.
Is, yeah, I know, you're right. Means I'm old now.
Yes,
all.
True. Yeah. And Gilmore's battling the flu. He spent all night up with his head over a toilet, and I thought, you know, he looked like he was, you know, a little green, but I give him credit for gutting it out, no pun intended. Other guys just have to step up. Xavier got 22 minutes. That was good. Janicki did some good things once he got settled in. Marcus Ilver comes in and bangs shots just like what he did in practice. And a good team win. I thought we did a good job on Mitchell. A good job at times on Garcia when he started putting the ball on the floor. We got better in the defensive glass in the second half, and then obviously make shots. That'll get separation, and that's what happened.
Okay, since you brought up Mitchell, I know you're talking about Mitchell Jr., but I'm going to talk about the play with Big Steve and Frank Mitchell.
Right.
Because Big Steve just threw him to the side. Yeah. I said this. I stopped the win. Matt couldn't talk about the game anymore because I said, that might be the first time that I've seen Steve take a guy, throw him to the ground, get the ball, and go explode. Like, yeah. I was so jacked up about it because it's that neck. Like, and I said it to Matt. I said, Matt, I just think he's realizing these are the last games he's going to play in a Badger jersey.
Right.
And you've seen it how many times where it clicks. Like, guys just understand, like, I only have so many more of these opportunities.
Right.
And I'm not going to waste them anymore.
Right.
And it just, he was so
aggressive. We've seen it in spurts. Yeah, we've seen it in spurts over his career, really, over the last 3 years. I mean, when he's aggressive, he's really good. But, you know, like I said, aggressive Steve doesn't always show up every night.
It has since Butler.
It has.
Absolutely.
I think the subbing has helped him.
Yep.
He knows you got to empty the tank here in the first 3 minutes. And Gilmore knows when we get near 17 and I give him that look, he goes. I know that he was a little reluctant tonight. He kind of waddled to the scores table going, man, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Steve was, I told him in front of the team, he was a grown man in there tonight, and that was great to see.
We always talk about things that in the big picture can be forgotten by many, but Butchie and I were talking about going back to that Butler game because Stevie, it had been a struggle. And then, like, you guys were feeding him the ball, like, right from the get-go. That's, like, great for him for finishing, but also for you guys saying, hey, we need you. And that maybe was a really important part for him here moving forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, it wasn't a kind conversation after the Illinois game. It was pretty direct, and, he's a grown man. He can handle what I had to say in front of everybody, and it was the truth. I mean, he just needed to, and I think just realize the clock is ticking, as you mentioned. Brian, you're going to get so many more jump balls left, more tip-offs left, so let's make the most of them, and he's taking that to heart.
But I also think the ability of you guys to get after players and coach, because we know where kids are, like it's not everybody wants to be coached anymore, but then to do that and then believe in them and say, no, we're still going to you. Like, here's the ball. Yeah. Like, we believe in everything you're doing.
These guys know got their back. And like,
they have each other's back.
I may blowtorch them a little bit at times, but they know. They know at the end of the day, I'm right with them. So, and they know they can play at a really high level. And I think the biggest thing is they're the first ones to know when they don't hit expectations before or when they make something goes wrong or right on the floor. It's great to see the team just mob Marcus after he made a couple threes.
Awesome.
Because it just shows the connectivity of this group and how they keep picking each other up.
You've been doing this a long time. When do you know you got a special locker room? Because it's starting to look like you got guys that are playing for each other, that they're unselfish. You got a lot of really good players, but it doesn't matter whose night it is.
Right.
And they're making the right play no matter what. Yeah.
And we're getting better. As Absolutely. Time goes on, we're getting better. You know, I think defensively the second half we did a really good job. You know, that's a team that put up 88 the other night. I guess I know double overtime, but still we were able to get separation and really put the clamps down and get going in transition. And I've noticed that even this summer, Brian, that I could tell. And that's always the concern when you bring any year, but specifically in this era when you have portal acquisitions, so to speak, there's a lot of new faces coming from a lot of different places. They're not all coming from high school. And how they're able to connect with each other and put their ego aside, and that's a credit to our staff who, when we were in the recruiting process, really vetted that stuff. Like, you know, we even have a personality test we take people through just to get understand what their motives are, what drives them, what fuels them, what are their goals and things. And it really is telling. And this group up and down the lineup is a really connected, unselfish group.
Yeah, that's what the veteran guys here, they say that almost unsolicited about the guys who come in. You obviously want productive players. And mm-hmm. say, these are pretty good dudes.
Absolutely.
They fit in. That's yeah. it's huge.
Because if they're not, then the toxicity starts to creep mm-hmm. in. If somebody's selfish or lets their ego get in the way of wanting theirs, so mm-hmm. to speak. And I mean, the great example is that is John Tanjay. I mean, that's here he is, sixth year. He could come in with all the answers and no questions. He's the other way around. Like, he wants to be coached. And I think it's he's learning a lot and things that he can continue to get better at. And I thought, you know, second half, I thought he was pretty good. He really got to the line and was attacking. Yeah. And, you know, just that's where the sixth year of experience, the grown man strength, showed in the second half.
Well, maybe one day we'll have Butchie take that personality test just for
grins. You don't want me to take that. No. I've taken enough tests.
I'll give it to your wife. I'll give the results to your wife.
Well, you don't want to. I'm happily married, all right? I'm
good. See if she, I want to stay we'll see happily if married. She calls out. It's really accurate. Yeah, it's amazing.
We got to get rid of that test, Cody. Yeah. I want to stay happily married.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Right. Thanks,
we'll talk to you Tuesday. Badgers head coach Greg Card joining us. It's a sport. We just like to bust your chops.
I mean, everywhere I go. I mean, we were in New Jersey. People were making fun of me. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, wait for that trip next week. Wisconsin a winner, 80-59 over Minnesota. We'll take another break. Our post-game coverage, our Wisconsin Ford Dealers post-game show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An
elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
My Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Badgers 80, Minnesota 59. Up next, Ohio State's Jake Diebler's Buckeyes will come to town. They are 2-3 in the league, 10-6 overall. As we mentioned during the game here tonight, they let one slip away last night on the home floor to Oregon. Interesting mix there. Bruce Thornton, as you know, Butchie, really, really good. A very exciting freshman named John Mobley, who's had to get increased minutes now with Michi Johnson having stepped away from the program a few weeks ago. But when they're right, they're good enough to beat Kentucky. And they've had some other games where they just haven't been quite right. So you just don't know which one of those teams are going to show up on Tuesday.
Well, correct. I mean, you hit it right. You don't know who is. Now, I think, again, they survived a game in Minnesota. They gave one away. I would fully anticipate a team dialed in and locked in. And again, you talk about point guard play, Bruce Thornton, what he's able to do and how he's able to do. The question mark becomes, what do you get from your bigs? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a group of bigs that have a bunch of talent but are very raw and rely on their athletic ability versus some skill work. Now, if you get them going and they're catching lobs and they're running and they're doing those sorts of things, you got your hands full. So it's like you said, a team that has got some really good wins, some really questionable losses, and just you hope you're running the team that might not be playing as good.
Exactly. 8 o'clock will be the tip, our favorite tip time. 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Favorite. Our coverage will start at 7. Wisconsin a winner, 80-59 over Minnesota. Back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin shoots 44% from the floor, nearly 58% in the second half, 39% from three. They end up 19-24 at the foul line. They made their first 17 shots. Cut to the game. They were knocking them down. Very fitting to the best free throw shooting team in the country. Minnesota 38.5% for the field, 7-19 from 3, 8-13 at the free throw line. Three Badgers in double figures. Stephen Crow with 18, John Tanjay with 16, Kamari McGee with his high point total as a Badger in 15 points for Kamari here tonight, 3-4 from the 3-point line. The one double figure scorer for the Gophers was Dawson Garcia, ended up with a double double, 22 points and 10 rebounds. Again, your final, Wisconsin 80, Minnesota 59. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin. And Badger. Badge properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Easton D'Amelia back at our studio, this is Matt LePay. We hope you'll join us on Tuesday night when the Badgers host Ohio State. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave
her or something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. It ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let
but it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
Doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring
doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Rock the boat.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
WRJN urges you to be a voter. Find out where to vote, how to vote, what you need to vote, and even how to get and fill out your absentee ballot. Go to our corporate website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find out all the information you need to participate in the process. Again, we urge you to be a voter at civicmedia.us/vote. WRJN urges you to be a voter.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones in this loneliness won't leave. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Thank you.
It started long ago.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the fight against Los Angeles County area wildfires, there are six name blazes. The largest, the Palisades Fire, which has burned 32 square miles since Tuesday, is only 8% contained. And now there are voluntary evacuation orders for the northern part of the Palisades Fire. CBS's Elise Preston is in Santa Monica.
We were in the neighborhood, and you're walking, and you're seeing homes smoldering. But then you would see embers, and you know that you got to jump back, because those embers, within seconds, would burst into a larger flames. And so a fire that was put out would then reignite, or a new fire would start. And so that has been the case throughout Southern California.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a new law that could force TikTok to shut down in the U.S., with conservative and liberal justices alike expressing skepticism about the company's legal challenge during oral arguments today. This creator is frustrated.
As a veteran and American who values free speech, I find it disturbing that the government is closing a form of expression for so many Americans.
TikTok could be shut out of U.S. app stores as soon as January 19th without intervention by the court. President Biden takes issue with Meta's decision to eliminate fact-checking on social media sites such as Facebook and Instagram.
You think it doesn't matter that they let it be printed for millions of people read it, things that are simply not true? I mean, I don't know what that's all about. It's just completely contrary to everything America's about.